Wall's exit leaves just Oshkosh businessman Ron Johnson and Watertown businessman Dave Westlake still standing in what was until last weekend a four-way primary for U.S. Senate. Former Commerce Secretary Dick Leinenkugel bowed out over the weekend, pledging to support Johnson. Johnson also earned the formal endorsement of the state party. UW-Madison political science professor Charles Franklin says a lot has happened in the race, and happened fast.
Well, it's a remarkable change from a four-way race that looked like the winner could win with just, say, 30-35% of the vote, to now a race where I think, given the endorsement of the party for Johnson, he looks like the dominant candidate.
Johnson is wealthy and told Washington Post syndicated columnist George Will in a profile piece Thursday that he'll spend whatever it takes to defeat Democrat Russ Feingold. Franklin says any incumbent should be worried this year just because of the political atmosphere, but he thinks Feingold will be prepared for a challenge from Johnson.
I don't think that there's any reason to believe that Feingold won't have plenty of money to run his campaign.
Johnson's campaign issued a statement commending Wall's decision, saying it would focus attention on what he called Feingold's failed record. The Feingold campaign blasted Wall, saying his campaign ended because it was slogan-filled and solution-free. It also took a jab at Johnson, saying he was seeking to be a voice of the partisan fringe. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.